In a sense, the state of Wisconsin will have to cut up its credit cards by 2005. The Joint Finance Committee included a provision in its budget that's aimed at getting rid of the structural deficit. It says the state has to balance what it spends with what comes in through tax revenues. The measure was introduced by the committee's vice chair. Representative Dean Coffert of NENA says future legislators will be forced to make spending cuts. Departments may also have to consolidate.
Basically, what it's going to say is it's going to be against the law for the legislature to agree to a bill, to a budget bill, to a proposal that's going to put the state into deficit spending.
The structural deficit is different than the $1.1 billion shortfall the legislature was dealing with this year. It's bigger, too. The Legislative Fiscal Bureau puts the structural deficit at $1.3 billion next year and slightly more the following year. Coffert says he would have liked to stop deficit spending in the next two-year budget, but he says he put it off until 2005 because lawmakers have had enough trouble agreeing what to do about the current, much smaller deficit.
And I think we're going to have to do this in increments, and that's why I've given ourselves a little bit of leeway. And planning. Departments throughout the state have all said, you know, we can cut back, but we need time to plan.
Coffert says families can't spend more when the money runs out, and he thinks the state should do the same. But some families rely on credit cards for emergencies. Coffert says there is an exemption to the structural deficit measure. The state will be allowed to deposit any one-time windfalls, like lawsuit settlements or a surplus, into the rainy day fund. That fund now only has a few hundred dollars in it. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.